G'day to Paul Roos. Hello, Roosie.
Hi, Roosie. How are you? Do you just want me to answer the question now, or do you want me to...
We're just back from Hawaii. Yeah. I think
let's go in slowly.
Yes. Go on then, Moondoggy. You're the football reporter journalist here.
Okay, so you're back from Hawaii. Let me set the scene. You're sitting at the bar poolside.
At Duke's.
And what have you ordered? They're mixing up you up a nice cocktail.
I had an orange. What's a Hawaiian sunset was nice. Mm. So I had one of those. That was quite nice.
And across the...
Hang on, let me finish. Yeah. Don't interrupt me. Can we set the scene? Okay. If we're going to do it, let's do it properly.
Don't interrupt me.
I had a couple of margaritas, nice pina colada.
Oh, you're on the way.
And a Mai Tai. No, that was spread over. I wasn't all on one evening. That was sort of spread over a few evenings.
And there you see a man just breaststroking towards you. Is that a young, slim Eddie Maguire I see there? It is Eddie. G'day, Eddie.
Well,
what
I didn't recognise him at first. When let's be clear on that, because as he jumped off the catamaran, he'd been on the sunset cruise just out past Diamond Head, which goes off at about 5 o'clock, Howie, and comes back about 7:30. As he jumped off the boat, I didn't recognise him. So
because he's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, so he said, "Roosie, Roosie," and I just kept walking past him. So he actually didn't even talk about the coaching gig.
Hey, in all seriousness, mate, while you've been away, and it's great to have you back, the rumour that has been going around Melbourne that Eddie was in Europe and he came back via Hawaii to have a chat with you about a potential coaching position.
Yeah, that's not true. Well, I was over there for a conference, which was great. Spent most of my time on Maui. I'm normally in Waikiki. That's where my house is. But if he did land in Waikiki, he wouldn't have found me there anyway. So that's completely untrue. I'm sure he had a lot of exciting things. I think he was watching his son play cricket for a while, wasn't he, from memory?
So I think he was. When we asked you about this, I know it's a difficult position for you no matter what, because there is a current coach of Collingwood.
Absolutely,
he is the installed coach and he will continue as coach until that is no longer the case. Would you be interested in coaching Collingwood if the opportunity arose, Roosie?
No, I wouldn't be. And it's funny, I mean, people ask me, the last time when I was finished with the Swans, I was working at the academy. I just tried to be as honest as I possibly could. And I remember, I think it was on a Friday night with Fox Footy, and it was late in the season, and there'd been a lot of speculation about, you know, Melbourne, and then Brisbane came up and things like that. And I'd been saying no, no, no. And then Eddie said, I'll give us an update on the coaching situation. And they didn't know it was coming. I said, yeah, look, I'm thinking of maybe doing the Melbourne job. And they all nearly fell off their chair. So I'm happy to provide a commentary on it if people want to ask me. And I was as honest as I possibly could last time. And the reason people don't believe me this time is because it did change last time. But, I've already booked a trip, a holiday, going overseas on the night of the grand final, actually, and won't be back until January 15. So unless they move the team, any team to Waikiki, I definitely won't be able to do that.